This station conducts various promotions offering a variety of prizes for listeners to win. By participating in a contest, you agree to be bound by the official contest rules. The odds of winning, eligibility, and minimal age requirements vary depending on the nature of the contest. No one under the age of 13 will be permitted to enter a contest under any circumstances. In general, participants must be U.S. residents, at least 18 years old, unless otherwise stated in the official contest rules. Only one entry per person and one prize per household for the contest within a 30-day period. The value of prizes awarded to a winner may range from $25 to $1,000. Value of any prize awarded is subject to be reported for tax purposes as required by law. Employees and immediate family members of contest sponsors, the station, or any other affiliated companies are not eligible. Additional rules apply. Refer to the specific contest's official contest rules for complete details and exact eligibility requirements. Or for the station's general contesting guidelines, visit the station during regular business hours or go to power1051fm.com for more information. No purchase or payment of any kind is necessary to enter or win. Purchase does not increase odds of winning. Void in any location where prohibited or restricted by law.
Can't get enough of the Breakfast Club? Check out this rewind.
Donkey of the Day goes to Liv. You don't know who the hell that is. She's at YesLivCan on Twitter. Listen, man, this broad is just trying to come up. I feel sorry for certain people. You know, they have programs for kids, like after-school programs and things for kids to keep them focused. We need something like that for lost-ass adults, okay? We always talking about wayward youth, but what about wayward adults, okay? Adults who can't find their way and will do any and everything to come up. Well, this is one of those adults, okay? This young lady is claiming to be Jay-Z's mistress, right, Yee?
She said they never had sex.
But he tried to holler at her.
Yeah, she started to say, oh, he tried to holler at me, and I told him, no, you were married.
Okay. Well, you know, she didn't just announce this news or try to get an interview to break this news. This chick has rap dreams. Mm-mm. She wants to be America's next top female MC, so she decided to drop some bars in a song titled Sorry, Miss Carter, an ode to Beyonce. Let's hear this garbage. Man. You got my farts.
Does that count as a spin?
You fart on, please. Fart on that. Fart on those bars, man. Listen, man. I was always taught to trust your struggle. That phrase applies to everybody but struggle rappers, struggle models, and struggle thoughts. See, you can't trust in a struggle that you bought upon yourself, okay? I bet your mentions at YesLivCan are in absolute shambles right now simply because we don't want to hear no Ayana Von Zant fix my life advice from some bum-ass chick who recorded a four-minute freestyle on a Boost Mobile prepaid phone, okay? Girl, you broke. What the hell you gonna tell B? Sorry, Miss Carter. No, sorry, Miss Liv, for clearly not having nothing better to do. Great timing, though. All these rumors of the Carter's marriage being in trouble, your name comes up as the alleged mistress. What's the best way to capitalize off that? Drop a freestyle! Liv can't. And no, Liv shouldn't. You're trying to capitalize off Jay-Z and Beyonce's press, but you just end up looking pressed. What do you expect to get from this? You waiting on Mona Scott Young to call you? What, you want a book deal? Your story is not a book, it's a pamphlet. Not even a pamphlet, a flyer. Okay, let me be the first person to tell you, we don't believe you. You need more people. You need to go on the run forever. This little stunt is going to get you nowhere fast. I pray you end up alone with Solange in an elevator. Mm-mm. I wish you a lifetime of rainbow dresses. Mm-mm. And baker's shoes and yeast infections. Vaginal discharge forever. Give Miss Liv, a.k.a. Yes Liv Can, the biggest hee-haw.
Gosh. How you gonna just...
You shut the hell up.
Put her in baker's shoes like that, man.
Coffee, iHeartRadio, The Breakfast Club.
Are you ready?
You won't want to change that dial.
Checking out the movies this weekend
on iHeartRadio.
Ladies and gentlemen,
The Breakfast Club.
I'm married, and I love my husband. I want to go out with my husband and get drunk. I want to go out with my husband and have sex and make love and do freaky things to my husband to keep
my
husband...
Can we play this back later with MB just saying that?
Shut up.
Yeah. The world's most dangerous morning show. Power 105.1.
Morning, everybody.
Oh, do it.
It's DJ MV, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club.
Yeah, and salute to at Shabanga1 on Twitter. He said that Farrakhan interview was like watching Pookie get clean. But The Breakfast Club will be back on the pipe next week, though. Listen, we are the most ratchet, righteous morning show ever. Okay, life is all about balance. Okay, we're all works in progress.
Absolutely.
Okay.
We're taking your calls on it, too. 800-585-1051, the minister, Louis Farrakhan. We chopped it up with him this morning. A lot of people are enlightened by his conversation this morning.
Absolutely. And go back and talk about what I was just talking about with the guy that tweeted. I don't trust anybody that's too clean. Okay, when somebody's too positive and too clean, they lying to you, bro. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, they lying to you, yo. Everybody got a little bit of dirt on them. Okay, trust the people with a little bit of dirt on them.